Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day for Democrats, at least so says Doug Schoen. And Doug, of course, has a huge experience and history as a Democratic Party operative aide analyst. He was one of those people who was a close advisor to both Bill and Hillary Clinton. But he has a new piece that he has just published for The Hill, and it is called Without Drastic Changes, Democrats Are on Track to Lose Big in 2022. This is not a partisan piece saying that Democrats deserve to get blown out, but it is a piece that very persuasively argues that they are in danger of having just that happen to them. Doug Schoen, he's the author of the new book, The End of Democracy, Russia and China on the Rise, and America in Retreat. Doug, appreciate your time, and congratulations on this provocative piece. And I got to tell you, there's one aspect of it that actually two, that I really disagree with. And
sure.
Do you mind my taking you on that?
I hope so.
Okay, first of all, your piece basically does a fascinating analogy, which is the last two Democratic presidents, both of whom we think of as very popular, very successful, and they had pretty decent approval ratings, Bill Clinton in the middle of his term at this point in his term, and Barack Obama in the point in his term, and they had congressional blowouts. Clinton lost 55 seats in the House, and Obama lost 63, and they lost control of Congress. They lost both houses of Congress. And what you're saying is that Biden has much lower approval ratings than either Bill Clinton or Barack Obama at this point. He's in danger of getting blown out even worse, right?
I'm saying certainly as bad, yes.
But see, as it's not possible that it can be as bad. You know why? Because right now Congress is tied. What both Obama and Clinton were dealing with were gigantic Democratic majorities.
You're missing one factor, Michael.
Yep. Go ahead.
Redistricting.
Meaning?
Redistricting is going to work to the advantage of the Republicans. And I think, you know, it may not get as high as 63 seats, but I think you're going to be north of 40 when all is said and done. And I think it is, you look at Virginia now, you look at New Jersey, and even in what'll be a much closer than anticipated when it started, a recall in California, though Gavin Newsom's almost certain to win, but by well less than the 63% Joe Biden got. I think we're looking at a very, very substantial defeat.
Okay, by the way, I actually hope for a Republican victory because I am a partisan Republican. And I hope the Republicans will win. But the other factor that you didn't mention in your column is the political impact of the current furious debate about the pandemic and about masks and about mandates for vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And the polling on that actually shows that that could be, and I know that there are a lot of Democrats who believe this, that could be their sleeper issue if Republicans get too much in bed with the idea of vaccine denial or minimizing the impact of the pandemic, which is still a devastating part of American life.
That I will agree with you about, Michael. I think the Republicans have vastly overplayed their hand on the pandemic. I have no doubt about the energy that exists among those that are anti-vaxxers or anti-mask or anti-mandate, however you want to put it. But if I were advising the Republicans, I would say stick to the border, inflation, the direction of the country, and big spending and big taxing. And I would not seek to politicize the pandemic to any further degree.
No, politicizing the pandemic is a danger for whichever side wants to do it, because it shouldn't be politicized. But
its political impact can change on a dime based on day to day, hour to hour circumstances.
No, that's also entirely true, and it's one of those things that I do not understand why Joe Biden, who got himself elected claiming to be a unifying force in America, hasn't really made any effort to make the issue of COVID-19 policy bipartisan. Because it's not that every Republican takes the position of Paul Gosar or Marjorie Taylor Greene. There are tons of Republicans out there, Republican governors, who I think would like to cooperate with Joe Biden on the pandemic. He just hasn't made any effort to do that at all.
I completely agree. And I believe the fact that we have politicized the pandemic is one of the most ridiculous and sad, and I dare say even pathetic, aspects of our current politics.
Amen. And boy, I hope we can do better than that. So if you were advising your old friends in the Democratic Party, as you once did very effectively and helped Democrats win some of their biggest victories in our lifetimes, if you were advising them now, what would you tell them to do to avoid what, sure, I agree with you is generally looks like a looming disaster?
I would tell them to back off the $3.5 trillion in human infrastructure, concentrate on the bipartisan physical infrastructure, roads and highways, back away from these massive tax increases, work to do a bipartisan deal on the southern border, and seek to encourage job creation in ways that nobody is talking about, which would involve a degree to subsidize those who hire and get hired rather than those who sit at home collecting paychecks.
No, obviously very solid advice. Now, what about the Republicans? Republicans right now seems to me have been pretty clever. They've been following the old maxim that if your opponent is in the process of destroying himself, just stand aside. But they're going to have to come up with something more positive, aren't they?
You know, I have said to the few Republicans that I talk to regularly that if they want to have a permanent governing majority, they need a philosophy of governance which would be more, Michael, than just, no, we're against it. No, they're reckless. No, they're radical. No, they're socialist. It may win one election, maybe even two, but you can't run a country based on that.
And, again, what issues in particular choice in education, that's something that Larry Elder has been trying to stress out in California. Wouldn't that work, you think, for broadening the Republican Party base?
I would be for reducing taxes for tax cuts. I'd be for choice in education. I would be for systematic efforts at vocational training. I think the fact that you and I have talked about this briefly before, that the Republicans are not talking and haven't talked about reaching out to disadvantaged peoples in ways to suggest that theirs is a big tent party, is also a problem. But a inclusive Republican Party that was pro-growth, limited taxes, and pro-choice in education would be very powerful and potent.
That's Doug Schoen, his piece, "Without Drastic Changes, Democrats Are on Track to Lose Big in 2022. We'll post it on our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming back, more on foreign policy disasters for Democrats coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, the Secretary of State of the United States, Tony Blinken, continued his testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is chaired by a relative moderate from New Jersey named Bob Menendez. And he kicked off the hearing demanding something that made him sound like a Republican. And he emphatically is not. He is a partisan Democrat. But here is what the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, a Democrat like Doug Schoen, who sounds an awful lot like a Republican these days, Bob Menendez, well, does too, talking about what happened in Afghanistan. This is clip 11.
Mr. Secretary, the execution of the U.S. Withdrawal was clearly and fatally flawed. This committee expects to receive a full explanation of the administration's decisions on Afghanistan since coming into office last January. There has to be accountability.
Okay, can we agree on accountability, but talking about fatally flawed? And of course he's right. Can anyone disagree with him? And he goes on to talk about, well, one of the fatal mistakes that the witness, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, made, and that is inherent in the thinking about the Biden administration about the future of Afghanistan. Listen, this is clip one.
There is no such thing as a reformed Taliban. This group is woefully stuck in the 14th century with no will to come out. Their concept of political representation and legitimacy is based squarely on the use of violent force and intimidation. The administration says that we should judge the Taliban by their actions, and I agree. And their actions since taking over Afghanistan have been pretty horrifying. Beating women activists, murdering ethnic and religious minorities such as the Hazara, separating classrooms by gender, shutting down local media, refusal to break with Al-Qaeda, appointing the head of a foreign terrorist organization as designated by our government from the Haqqani network to lead the Ministry of Interior, and the list goes on.
Okay, he also was clear in the hearings and the questioning and testimony by Antony Blinken that he was disappointed that he was the only top cabinet member to testify before the Foreign Relations Committee. They also wanted to speak about some aspects of the Afghan withdrawal with Secretary of Defense, General Lloyd Austin. This is clip two.
Second, I'm very disappointed that Secretary Austin declined our request to testify today. A full accounting of the U.S. response to this crisis is not complete without the Pentagon, especially when it comes to understanding the complete collapse of the U.S.-trained and funded Afghan military. His decision not to appear before the committee will affect my personal judgment on Department of Defense nominees. I expect the Secretary will avail himself to the committee in the near future, and if he does not, I may consider the use of committee subpoena power to compel him and others over the course of these last 20 years to testify.
Okay. Again, think for a moment what this means. What this means is you have one of the senior Democrats in the U.S. Senate, who would he have been much harder on the Trump administration? Yeah, probably. But you don't get much harder or tougher when you have a Secretary of State testifying before you of your own party, which is remarkable. Now, you expect some fairly tough words from Ted Cruz. He was on the Senate floor talking about the same subject, which is a subject that will not go away, nor should it go away, for the Biden administration until they make some appropriate adjustments. Here he is talking about the results of the Biden policies in Afghanistan. This is clip four.
The administration's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. President Biden bears responsibility for the catastrophe that has unfolded in Afghanistan. President Biden repeatedly ignored reasonable advice and the intelligence on what was happening on the ground in the run-up to the disastrous withdrawal. He abandoned the Bagram airfield well before August, setting the stage for the chaos at the Kabul airport. He wasn't even listening to his staff on what needed to be done on Afghanistan. Instead, he imposed an arbitrary deadline for political purposes with disastrous results.
Is there any aspect of that that truly deserves disagreement? This is, you talk about trying to bring people together on a bipartisan basis. These are leaders of the Foreign Relations Committee. And there is one Democrat who made a, I won't call it a heroic effort, I'd actually call it a pathetic effort to change the subject. And that was Cory Booker, former presidential candidate. A lot of people thought he would get some kind of cabinet appointment from President Biden. He didn't. But he has this to say in behalf of subject changing concerning the suffering of the people of Afghanistan. This is clip 9.
There are going to be continued humanitarian suffering. As the New York Times reported, the World Food Program is estimating about 40%, about 4% of Afghan's crops are going to be lost. There's going to be tremendous hunger as the price of wheat is expected to go up 25%. The World Food Program's own food stock is expected to run out by September. And so this is tremendous suffering that will come. It's going to be exacerbated by climate change. We can literally see issues of starvation hitting the general population.
Okay, that all may be true, but climate change, so in other words, the only way to help Afghans is not by some change in foreign policy, not some change in terms of our relationship, if any, with the new Taliban government, but the change is going to actually have to involve an alteration of climate change. It's extraordinary. And a bit surprising that he would even make that attempt to shift. Speaking of attempts to shift, I had not heard about this before, and I'm trying to dig into it. It is a Golden Turkey Award for sure, where the implication is that capital letters are racist. Why? They're racist against indigenous people. Now, this needs some explanation. It's coming up on the Medved Show.
I'm, of course, deeply honored to receive
the Michael Medved Show. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is getting grilled by Republicans on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We had every reason to believe and to plan for the rapid collapse of the Afghan military and the Afghan government. We had a really, already really bad status quo.
In a Senate hearing, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio asking Secretary of State Anthony Blinken why no one saw how quickly the Taliban would take control of the country. Americans aren't taking home as much money as they were before. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau, which says the real median income last year was just over $67,500. That's an almost 3% drop from 2019 when the average income was almost 70 grand. Meantime, those over 65 are seeing the biggest drop in their income. Their decrease came at 3.3%. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
God help me, I'm addicted to
The Michael Medved Show.
And a little bit of good news that almost nobody heard anything about, but you will when you, because you're smart enough to listen to The Michael Medved Show. Yesterday, the president of Egypt, General al-Sisi, had a very successful meeting with the prime minister of Israel, Naftali Bennett. And both those countries, which do recognize each other, they have a peace agreement that has held since 1979, which says something. Both Egypt, which is by far the most populous Arab country in the world, Egypt and Israel agreed to continue to work toward further normalization of relations between Israel and other Arab nations. And that's a good thing, and it's one of those other encouraging signs that that economically, diplomatically, in terms of security, despite the continued terrorist commitment from groups like Hamas, which is also bitterly opposed to the Egyptian government, there's progress that's possible. And to read about some of the Israeli progress in terms of industry and technology, just go to the Michael Medved Show and click on Our Crowd. Because Our Crowd is a great company that allows crowdsourcing for high-tech breakthroughs, for new startups, and actually can tell you about some, even without major resources, some ways that you can participate in one of the most exciting and promising parts of the economy, which is high-tech startups around the world, but particularly those based in Israel. This is my brother's company based in Jerusalem. Check it out. There's no obligation. There's no cost of any kind, completely free. and you can get regular information about what's going on with the Israeli economy and exciting startups and more. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for Our Crowd. Now, I can assure you that Our Crowd does no business at all with a coveted winner of our very, very prestigious Golden Turkey Award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
Okay, there are some things that are so stupid that they actually do sound like satire or parody. And there's a point that Bill Maher and George Will's going to be on our show tomorrow, but Bill Maher and George Will were making this point yesterday when it comes to some of the politically correct nonsense that goes around academia. When you hear about the word trigger warning being designated as a trigger warning, it sounds like The Onion. And but it isn't. It's real. It happened at Brandeis University. Now there is another story that is even more bizarre, and I actually checked it out because I thought it might be a parody or a goof or a spoof or something. It's not. It's real. Mount Royal University in Calgary, Alberta, in Canada, where they are, with God's help, about to choose a new prime minister to replace the hapless and feckless Justin Trudeau. But that's another story. At Mount Royal University in Calgary, they have found out and begun to focus on a pernicious aspect of our language that they believe suppresses Indigenous people. And so help me, I went to their website, I've looked at it, I'm trying to figure out what their thinking is there, because even something is stupid. They believe the capital letters, that's correct, that capital letters suppress and oppress Indigenous people and prevent their success. And the story about this, and I went to the original, wait till you hear the original. The story about this says Canadian University Department drops capitalization to resist, quote, acknowledging oppressive power structures. An academic at a Canadian university, she is a lady named Dr. Linda Manyguns. That's right, Manyguns, spelled, by the way, lowercase M-A-N-Y, same word, G-U-N-S, but often written in the secular press as Dr. Linda Manyguns, Ph.D. She is the Associate Vice President of Indigenization and Decolonization at Mount Royal University in Calgary. Now, how much indigenization can you do in Calgary? Calgary is a big city. Yeah, a prosperous city. From now on, they're going to only use capital letters when referring... In other words, not use capital letters at all for any reason unless they're referring to recognition and the struggle for recognition that Indigenous people face. Here is what Dr. Manyguns says. She is the Associate Vice President of Indigenization and Decolonization at Mount Royal University. This is a beginning effort at describing the use of lowercase on the website of the Office of Indigenization and Decolonization. Indigenous people, and here's a capital. They have a capital letter for capital I, Indigenous. Indigenous people have been actively engaged in a multidimensional struggle for equality since time immemorial. We strive for historical cultural recognition and acknowledgement of colonial oppression that persistently devalues the diversity of our unique cultural heritages. The explicit demonstration and practice of Aboriginal culture in everyday life or at places of resistance is called by academics eventing. These sites of struggle are generally found at blockades, where demonstrations against racism occur, where racialization and cultural domination and discrimination leave the mark of imbalance and abuses of power. Sometimes these sites generate media interest, but interest is generally fickle. The goal of equity, diversity, and inclusion of all people is synonymous with the interests of indigenous, capital I, people. We support and expand the goal of equality and inclusion of all forms of life and of all peoples. The inclusion of all forms of life? Well, they got to start admitting cockroaches? I mean, by the way, can you imagine sending a child to listen to 4 years of this? And that would be threatening to all forms of life. We join leaders like... Oh, here it comes. Here's an explanation. We join leaders like E.E. Cummings, a poet from the 1920s and 30s, Bell Hooks, and Peter Kolchinsky, who reject the symbols of hierarchy wherever they are found and do not use capital letters except to acknowledge the indigenous struggle for recognition. This is BS! I guarantee you I know something about E.E. Cummings. He didn't give a rip about the struggle of indigenous peoples. And he didn't. This was long before this was invented. This is extraordinary. The Office of Indigenization and Decolonization supports acts that focus on inclusion and support the right of all peoples to positive inclusion and change. And then it says that on August 31st, Professor Many Guns appeared in the Calgary Herald's Focus on Leadership feature. They must be hard up for material. This is truly bizarre. But there's more. We will get to that and more coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. All across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The Michael Medved Show, I honestly believe that one of the many issues that ought to be taken up by any politicians who want to get ahead, but particularly conservative politicians, because the one thing that I think is most needed today to have any kind of success in politics, and I mean success in both leadership and actually winning elections and then getting things done afterward, is to have the kind of goal that is actually possible to achieve and where you can actually make a difference that people can see in their lives. There's nothing that people can see more dramatically or instantly than our smeared cities. There's actually a comment in this great article, which I hope everybody reads. We're going to post it on our website. It'll be out in our newsletter that comes out this coming Friday. But it's a piece from the Seattle Times about the graffiti plague. And there's a quote here from Andrea Perr, who owns a home in the University District and has frequently had her property tagged. In other words, somebody's come up, written on her garage door with paint, put scribbles, initials, whatever. She said, Seattle is so covered with graffiti, it looks like a clown threw up on the city. And not being too familiar with clown vomit, you can tell what it is, I think, and tell the idea. The idea that they have a group here, that the city spends $3 million, it's not enough, it needs to spend more. $3 million to try to make up for the... That's a despicable presence everywhere about graffiti. They're building that big new expansion of the Washington Convention Center downtown, right near Freeway Park, where the old convention center is. And I've looked at some of the architectural drawings, and if they ever finish it, it looks like it could be a pretty handsome building. But everywhere around there, there is trash, there is graffiti, there is scribbling. And here's the interesting thing is, remember that defund the police thing that we went through, where the morons on the city council, not one of whom deserves a scrap of support right now, they actually cut funds to the police department. One of the funds they cut was they used to have a one officer, who was supposed to follow this whole city and try to arrest people who were obviously engaged in vandalism. That position doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't do anything about it. According to one of the most recent auditor's reports that they authorized, which was way back of 2010, there were 558 instances of graffiti counted in downtown. 558 in 1 year. And the results were 5 were gang tags. There were 0 that were considered artistic tagging, where they always say people are expressing their artistry, they're painting portraits. No, it was all 551 common tags, which are just scribbling. And there's a comment by Jules James, who lives in Eastlake, which is near where our studio is. He says, tagging isn't time-honored territory marking like hearts carved in a tree or painting the school rock on the outskirts of town. Graffiti is night writing. I was here saying I was here violating somebody else's property, and nobody nearby could stop me. Ha ha ha. He says it doesn't matter if the graffiti is meant to be ritualistic chatter within a streetwide culture. Graffiti is trash left for someone else to tear down, clean up, or paint over. They talk about the 5-person graffiti ranger brigade, which is like practicing whack-a-mole. But in this article, they do have some indication of what the answer is going to require. And this is something that I know of from years ago living in Southern California. One of the ways that they largely succeeded in curbing an upsurge of graffiti in Santa Monica, where I used to live 26 years ago, was basically the idea that graffiti taggers, it's considered a disgrace for them if they put something up and it's immediately painted after. You want to paint over it as quickly as you can, because eventually they get the idea that, okay, there's somebody watching here, and your tag is not going to stand up there permanently. And by the way, they interview in this article a lot of people who consider themselves artists who wait for permission or even a request to paint some part of the city or some part of someone's property. That's different from this. And wait till you read about some of the arrests. This is worth taking a look at. And the piece, which is very well done, is painting over Seattle's graffiti is a game of whack-a-mole. The taggers have won. Well, don't give up yet. There's some action in Tacoma. More than a dozen areas across Tacoma will get a facelift over the next few months as part of a new project launched by the city. The project is called Tidy Up Tacoma, which will remove litter and debris, scrub graffiti, sweep streets and landscape in a different business district about once a week, September 13th through November 16th. Brilliant! The city has seen a spike in litter and graffiti during the COVID-19 pandemic. Don't blame the pandemic. As work programs shut down to prevent the spread of the virus, and the city was forced to temporarily cut funding to some of its cleanup programs. And part of the problem here, of course, is that cleaning up around a homeless encampment without removing the homeless encampment just means that there's going to be more trash and more vandalism and more destruction. And this is not protecting the interests of rich people. Rich people have their own environments. You have your own backyard, chances are. You may have your own estate. You look at some of the places, I'm in Medina out there. There are acres of land. But for ordinary people, middle-class people, you know what? Parks are important. Public schools are important. The fact that public school where they said they had cleared people away, they haven't. The homeless encampment is back. at Broadview Thompson K through 8 school. It's all a nightmare. It's about a dysfunctional future. Well, there's a movie about that, but at least that movie has the unexpected element of sex robots dominating a city. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In the near future, an eccentric businessman has developed a new breed of super sophisticated sex robots who are confined to a dark district catering to every human vice. But when his daughter goes missing, he hires private investigator Guy Pierce to bring her back from Zone 414. Now available for rent on multiple streaming platforms.
Yeah, help me find Alyssa. So you're a friend of hers, right?
I don't need any more trouble.
Well, what kind of trouble?
Someone wants to kill me.
Almost every scene of this moody atmospheric thriller is reminiscent of the far superior Blade Runner. But the impact here is deadened by one of the most intrusive musical scores of recent years that fills the soundtrack with beeps, clangs, and ominous dissonance. The acting is solid, occasionally impressive, but the resolution seems inconclusive and largely incomprehensible. Rated a very hard R for bloody, blurry elements of sex and violence. 2 stars for Zone 414. Not the part of any town that you would particularly want to visit. There's a patient at the center of the ivermectin debate who was known for documenting demonstrations that she held on a bridge in Chicago. She's had a dramatic development. Well, let me put it briefly. The ivermectin has not worked. We will cover her case tomorrow. We will also be talking with Bjorn Lomborg about the way that people on the left always say follow the science, but the data actually contradict climate alarmist reporting. And in fact, on flooding, which has gotten a lot of attention, there's all kinds of good news making the world safer. And making the world safer always with logic, clarity, and eloquence is George Will, a great conservative columnist, who's worried about the collapse, potentially, of both major political parties. What then for the United States of America? We'll consider that with George Will and much more next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.